Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into a hot topic, why your Z image AI might be running slower than you'd like. I mean, who hasn't stared at a loading bar for way too long, right? Right? You fire it up, type in your prompt, and then nothing. It's like waiting for paint to dry. But the good news is, it's often not the model itself that's broken. So, what's the deal? What's holding people back from getting that fast image generation they were promised? There are actually 5 key mistakes people make that act like a parking brake on performance. Let's pop the hood and take a look at these. Sounds good. Where do we start? First up, let's talk hardware. What you're running. Z image on really matters. Oh, I can already hear the groans. Nobody wants to hear they need to upgrade their gear. I get it. But realistically, if you're using Z Image Turbo, you're going to want at least 16 gigabytes of VRAM. That's the sweet spot. Anything less, and you're probably looking at those dreaded out-of-memory errors. So if you're stuck on an 8 gigabyte card, it's like trying to fit a V8 engine in a compact car, huh? Exactly. And the results can be painfully slow. If your generation time is creeping over 4 seconds, it's likely your VRAM is maxed out. Okay, so the hardware is a big deal. What's next? Alex, the second mistake is related to NFE settings. Many people are used to cranking up the steps for cleaner images, but with Z Image Turbo, you only need 8 NFEs to get top quality results. Wait, so you're saying if I set it to 50 steps, I'm just wasting time? You got it. Setting those steps higher doesn't help you. It just drags out the process. I tested it myself. At 8 steps, images were generated in subseconds, while at 50 steps, I was waiting 5 to 6 times longer for almost the same output. Wow, that's a huge difference. So what's your pro tip here? Alex, lock your sampler steps to 8 when using Z Image Turbo. It's a simple fix, but makes a world of difference in speed. Nice, I'm taking notes. What's the third mistake people make? Here's where it gets interesting. Bilingual prompts. This can actually slow things down quite a bit. Really? I would have thought text is just text. That's what I thought too. But mixing languages or using long, complex prompts means the model has to process more. If your prompts exceed standard token limits, it can create a significant latency spike. Yikes! How much slower are we talking? Some users have reported up to a 20% increase in latency with long or mixed language prompts. If you're processing a batch of 100 images, that adds up quickly. So keep it simple and efficient, right? Exactly. Focus on the key visual elements. And if you don't need those bilingual features, it's better to avoid the heavy text encoders. Got it. What's the fourth mistake? Ah, let's talk about LoRA training. A lot of creators want to train models on their own faces or products, but I hear people say, I started training yesterday and it's still running. That shouldn't happen. What's slowing them down? Alex, the main culprit is resolution. Training on high-res images, like 1024 by 1024, can drag the whole process out. The sweet spot for LoRA training is often 5x12x5x12. The model can upscale details later. That's a relief. So smaller images speed things up? Yes. And regarding datasets, you don't need thousands of images to teach the AI a style. Usually around 20 to 50 high-quality images will do just fine. Jordan, wow, that's great to know. And what's the last mistake on your list? The last one is comparing Z Image Turbo to other models. Many people wonder if it's worth the hassle when they could use Midjourney or standard, stable, Diffusion. Right? What's the advantage? Speed is the game changer here. Z Image Turbo can achieve sub-1-second inference on high-end GPUs, while traditional models sit at around 3 to 5 seconds per image. So it really makes a difference in a production environment. Absolutely. By mastering the Z Image workflow now, you'll be ahead of the curve as generative AI continues to evolve. So to sum it all up, check your VRAM, keep your steps locked to 8, streamline your prompts, train at lower resolutions, and understand the advantages of Z Image Turbo. Exactly. Those tweaks can help you get back in the fast lane for your projects. Awesome. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. Anytime. Remember, it's usually a simple fix that can lead to much faster image generation. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.